Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Christina Cavanaugh is here. Christina's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Coming up, not too far down the road, we'll be celebrating Christina's 10-year anniversary with us. That's right. And we're proud to say that, too. Christina is hails from Toronto, Canada. She is the author of Managing Your Email. She's one of the top email experts in the galaxy, certainly in our Brain Trust. And she's our good friend, Christina Cavanaugh. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back. That's Christina with a C and Cavanaugh with a C. Hey, Christina, I love my email. I don't know what I would do without email. I would be a mere shadow of I couldn't have accomplished whatever I have accomplished in the business world without email. I mean, it's just amazing the things you can do with email, and the thing is, with all the new stuff that comes out, email is still the foundational capability in all that, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's the basis for everything, whether you're into social networking, whether it's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, or other things. It is still all based on digital electronic communication. And mm-hmm. You're quite right. Email is not going away anytime soon.
No. And what's funny, you know how the younger kids don't like email? Mm-hmm. And if you hire them and they show up to work, they don't really like email. But after a while, they start really adopting it and getting into it, and it's kind of funny to see the transformation.
Well, it is, and I do have younger people working with me who insist on sending longer messages through instant messaging or link.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, stop it. come to my office. Don't do that.
Right. So what are some things we can do to get better with email? I mean, is there anything new to learn about email?
Gosh, you know, I track email overload and things around the world. There isn't anything new. Honestly, it's just like dealing before email. It's how do you deal with volume, you know, and how do you deal with it efficiently and effectively. So, given that September, we're coming up to the start of the business year, I think it's important to kind of just check our practices. One thing that people don't do enough of in email is create electronic file folders.
Mm-hmm.
And get stuff out of their inbox. You know, once you've dealt with something in the inbox, it's done and file it. Either delete it or file it.
Move it over create a customer list for customer folders and move it over to that folder. I've done that over the years. I have to say, Christina, I've done it quite a bit. I'm not as diligent about it as I ought to be.
It's a habit. Like, you need to actually really force yourself into that habit because then that keeps your email orderly. It's like a closet, you know, like you don't want to go into that closet because if you open the door, you're going to see a mess.
But, you know, here's the good news. Even though if you haven't been doing it, all you got to do is go sort your inbox and grab all that, all the stuff that's together and move it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there's nothing easier, is there?
No, there isn't. And the other thing that's easier, too, is that you can change or add something to the subject line and resave your email before you file it. So that way you know.
Say that again. Go slower.
So when you have an email in your inbox, you can put your cursor up to the subject line and you can start to add text.
Yeah.
On the subject line.
Right.
And then you resave your email. It appears in your inbox with the new title, and then you move it.
So why would I need to do that? Am I in jeopardy of losing it?
No, what you're in jeopardy of is not being able to find it again.
I see what you're saying. You're saying give each one of those their own a constant tag, so to speak. I see what you're saying. Okay, all right.
Yeah, because you know, subject line. Sometimes we don't have control over when.
No, you're right. You're right about that. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I find that I put some code or I put some things in the subject line and what it refers to. And
I can see that makes a lot of sense. I didn't even know you could do that. That's great. That's good news. So you get that, folks? Did you get that? If you're trying to make sure, if you got one customer and you're trying to make sure that you're keeping up with all their emails, just put your own code into the subject line for that customer. Come up with a common name or whatever you want to do, and then that's the thing you can sort it by and hang on to it by.
Yep. So you would resave the message and then you can file it. It does work. You have to be able to have Word as your editor, Outlook. And once you do that, then it can be done.
What about spam? I mean, I'm fighting spam like crazy. I mean, I pulled out the machine guns. I've got the napalm bombs. I've done everything I know how to do to get rid of spam. And they're smarter than me. They're more diligent. They're more determined than me, these spammers.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's difficult, and especially with small business. Like, you've got strong firewalls, but sometimes not strong enough.
That's not the problem. The problem is you try to set the firewall and you accidentally block a business opportunity.
Yeah, and I don't think there's an easy fix for that, Jim. That comes with the territory, unfortunately. But with all of us being email users, there's a couple of things you can do. One is you can periodically check your junk mail.
Yeah.
Quickly scan to see if something has fallen in that's legitimate. And the other is that if you send an email and, you don't get a response in a couple of days or whatever, but then follow up, like phone.
Well, one of the things that helped me is I've been blocking people. And, I just go up and block it. And over time, I've been getting a lot more of those guys. But I'll tell you, spam is really the only good thing about spam is most of them are stupid. Most spammers, I mean, they're smart about technology, but they're stupid about talking to people. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so their messages are pretty clunky and dumb. So they're easy to pick up. There's just a lot of them. There's just so many of them. Christina, give us your website, please.
It's Christina Cavanaugh, allonword.com.
All right, two C's in that. Quick break. 20 after. We're going to talk about smartphones.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.